Y'all
know what time it is, man. Let's
get ready to break this thing the way it gotta get broke. Ready, break. Bigger. Y'all here once again. It's season 3 of Madden Supreme, Madden 20. It's the Supreme Sports Network here once again with Supreme Roundup. It's your boy Jovial Joel. We got Coach Philly Phil on the line. What up, Coach?
What's popping, Supreme? H-Town, stay down.
As usual, we got Coach Prime on the tap right now. What's up, Coach?
Hey, what's the word, Jovial?
Hey, we in this thing one more can. Season 3, we week 5. We like to let it marinate a little bit before we come on with the Supreme Roundup. So let's get it going. We had our first batch of rankings. Let's get right into them rankings, Coach Prime.
Hold on for a minute. I don't have it up right now.
We know you got it in your heart, Coach. But yeah, this has been a topsy-turvy season thus far as we get these rankings prepared to get shown. Guys look like they want it. You got guys who've been at the bottom looking to rise to the top. And I'm pretty sure we'll see it in these rankings when we get going.
All right, starting at number 10.
Here we go.
Got coming in at number 10, the 49ers. Coming in at number 9, we have the LA Chargers. At number 8, we have the Falcons. At number 7, we have the Jags. At number 6, we have the Baltimore Ravens. At number 5, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At number 4, we have the Washington Redskins. At number 3, that's a surpriser to everyone, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers. At number 2, we have those Kansas City Chiefs. At number 1, we have those New Orleans Saints.
Here we go once again, a new presentation of the rankings in first part of the season, and it looks totally different. Coach Prime, what led you to these thoughts and these rankings?
Oh, man, it's still early in the season right now. These are the teams that's playing pretty well right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Steelers coming in. They have one loss. That one loss was off a fair sim. They wasn't with us at that time. They was out of the country. From then on, they've been playing some very good ball. That's the big surpriser there. And the Ravens, man. You have the Ravens catching them two fair sims. I think they might have caught – no, not fair sims. They caught two forced wins. And the other two was two wins he went out and put together. I want to say those Ravens beat – who the Ravens beat? Those Vikings, man. That was a big win by that Ravens ball club to come out there and beat the Vikings. It looked like he going back to doing what he do. Starting to run the ball a lot, getting the passing game off of play action and making big plays with Lamar feet, man. Look like he's been watching a little bit of Sunday football right now.
Yeah, yeah. Phil, what are your thoughts on some of these rankings? I know you're going to say it's early.
Man, fuck that shit, dog. niggas ain't got yet in the top 10, man. Hey, look, it's uncharted territory for Yump, but shit. You know, after two games that we was definitely supposed to win and we fucked around and gave off one being drunk and the other one just literally fucking the shit off. We turning the page, man. We ain't thinking about the first 2 weeks. We moving forward, but shit, fuck them, right? We all know what time it is whenever a nigga line up to play Yam City.
Hey, we know your record on the field stands for what you speak of when you say that. So, hey, those are the rankings. They don't surprise me. Some of these guys have shown glimpses of greatness. It's just their pieces on their team are probably matching where they want to be as far as stick game. And Steelers is one of them. That guy's been he beat two good teams with a large margin of deficit. So I've been impressed by how many points that Steelers have been able to put up. So keep up the good work right there, Coach, at the Steelers. So anybody got some dark horses? What are some guys who are in a quiet way standing out looking to be here towards the end? For me, I'm going to say those Falcons. Those guys are very interesting. They play playoff football, they run that ball, and they play decent defense. That's my dark horse. What are some of you guys' dark horse thoughts right now?
Go ahead, Philly.
Man, that's what I mean, man. Them fucking Falcons, man. Whole ass nigga caught me on a drunk ass night, man. My stupid ass kicked a field goal with 20 seconds left. And motherfucker still had a timeout. I gotta stop playing these games on the weekends late at night where a nigga be full of that oil, man. That's all I gotta say.
You gotta know what your best play setting is. I know we still trying to find ours in Seattle. What about you, Coach Brown? What dark horses do you see on the horizon?
Joe, like you just mentioned, man, the Falcons, man, they They if we were watching the end of that season last year, they started putting together some pretty good games, man. Right now he's starting to understand what his team like to do and what he's like to do. He's going to a lot of run heavy, barely passing the ball. But when he passes, he's looking for the little passes off the play action. He's trying to hit you real quick. His running game doing very well. Another dark horse you got the that we already mentioned is Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Pittsburgh Steelers coming in playing ball, like we said, man. He putting everything together, putting up a lot of points. He putting up, I want to say, probably 40-something points in both games he done played. And he played some pretty good users, man. So I could see him there at the end, as long as he keep putting everything together and keep chugging along like he's doing right now, chopping wood.
Yeah,
who you saying, bro? I missed the name. I heard what you said about him. But who you said?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Steelers. Nah, man. For me, man, I got the Jags, man.
Okay.
This motherfucker Bill, man, I tell you, he be trying to figure shit out and play different shit every damn season. It looked like so far this season, man, he actually trying to put some shit together the right way. The men separate themselves from the boys around, you know, week 8 and week 9 this year. Right now, you know, it's still early first quarter of the season, and I see Bill, you know, making some noise out there. He had a big time win recently, I want to say against the Rams, to be able to shut down that damn heavy run game that a lot of users been struggling with, man. So, you know, that man been able to do that, and you know, if he can put some shit together on offense and build upon that, he got the defense to he got a Super Bowl defense over there. If he could just figure out how to put some points on the board, he could start doing some things.
That's real. Okay, and so aside from those dark horses, any surprises? I would say a surprise for me is the dominance of the AFC East looks a little different this season. Coach Billy Field, you being in that AFC East, what's going on with your division?
I mean, it's just plain and dry, man. Niggas is trash, you know? I mean, there's no other way to put it. You know, we went from being fucking dominant and getting three fucking teams in the into the fucking playoffs 2 years in a row. Each damn, all four of us got some playoff experience, and it's just looking like niggas is ass, man. I mean, we all got damn two losses. I'm just coming off of Dubai. I got North this week, so we looking to make a goddamn statement against motherfucking North. And, yeah, man, we just got to get off the schneid. Really, personally, I don't give a fuck if all of them niggas lose the rest of their games, as long as, you know, we turn our shit around and be able to, you know, win that division. And then, you know, once that playoffs get started, that's when the playoffs get started and anything can happen from there.
Yeah, I agree, Coach. Your Patriots made some good moves the past couple weeks as far as shoring up that defense even more. So as far as moves being made to correct the ills of the AFC East, I've seen you all make the most. So looking to see what those Patriots do the rest of the way. Coach Prime, any surprises that stand out to you?
Man, I'm surprised about how many losses some of the top users that we've known from previous years to be at the top, the cream of the crop. How many losses these users have right now, man. Like, everybody looking very even right now. I would say I would have to agree with y'all with the AFC East right now. They starting off very slow right now, but I look for those guys to pick up. You have another surprise that y'all just mentioned. Philly just mentioned for his dark horse, man. Bill, man, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, he's playing very good football right now. Like you say, 3-1 right now, they playing some good defense. He understanding how to stop the run. And like Philly said, if you keep putting things together on offense, man, he'll be a hard guy to stop right now. He actually going to get a forced win against those Buffalo Bills, man. They off the seat until Friday, so he's gonna be missing. So that's gonna be another win he's gonna get in his boat. But my big surprise is, man, how the top users that we know from previous years, man. A lot of guys got losses, man. At least two losses right now. How the Cowboys started off
losing streaks. Not even just one; they losing streaks.
I want to say the Cowboys started off as a champion. They'll win a game right now, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very long season. It's very early, man. It's just the first quarter. You have to
first quarter
right now and be able to get your teams together.
Mm-hmm. We want to welcome Coach Matt, Philly Eagles coach, onto the groove. How you?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Supreme?
Yeah, we're talking about if you had any dark horses or surprises thus far in the season. After we talked about those rankings, we spoke about a couple dark horses. You got your Steelers that made the dark horse crew. You got those Falcons made the dark horse crew. Do you see anything else as far as dark horses for the rest of the season or surprises that you've seen thus far?
Man, the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing really well, man. I got a chance to tune in to the game yesterday, I believe, versus the Vikings, and man, they put a nice little beating on them. I was really surprised to see that. So Bill's been playing some good defense, like he usually does. It's just offensively, he's kind of all over the place, but just kind of looking to see what he's going to continue to do throughout the season going forward. The Falcons, they're playing good football. Steelers are playing good football. And also the Bucks, man. The Bucks, obviously, yeah. I think that was your dark horse.
Yeah, for the whole season, so go do me right, Bucks.
Exactly. The Bucks have been playing really, really well. And if you guys have looked at his roster, man, those guys are well-equipped, man. So definitely look out for them Bucks to make a lot of noise, man, besides the other teams that you guys have mentioned.
That NFC South may be getting the new title as the most deep division. Sounds like with those Saints, Panthers, Falcons, and Bucks, all with strong teams. So AFC East, you better look out. Look like you got a new sheriff in town when it comes to top division. What do you guys think?
Man, I have to agree with you, man. Like you just said, the NFC South is pretty stacked right now. I want to say they all have pretty good records. From me looking at it, 3-1. You have the Bucks at 3-1. You have the Saints at 4-0. I want to say that what the Panthers are 2-2, because they just got a forced loss that previous week. But yeah. That's pretty much a running division too, man. And they have a good matchup coming up this week, man, with Saints and the Buccaneers playing each other already. Oh, yeah, that's gonna be a slugfest.
That's gonna be a good one. Yeah, they all got great. They all have great running backs on their squads. McCaffrey with the Panthers. The Bucks,
McCaffrey is not with the Panthers no more. He's out. He's in my division with the Colts.
Whoa. Yeah, that's right. I don't know why. I'm thinking of Gordon. My bad. Gordon. And then you also have Matt, I believe, converted a wide receiver to a running back, 96 speed. And so, yeah, Brooks, man, it's going to be a – it's going to be, it's going to be, like I like to say, it's going to be a grimy game. It's going to be real grimy. So.
Okay, speaking of that game, let's talk about that game. That's going to be a game of the week, Saints versus Bucks. We know it's going to be a lot of rushing. Which user is going to use his way to a win? What do you think, Coach Philly Phil? I'll tell you. So, I think that those Bucks going to come in here running that ball. Saints seems to know how to stop some of everything depending on the kind of game. I'm going to lean with the Saints right here. Saints seem like they just got something going on with that offensive line now with some big boys that are ready to take on any X factor. I got those Saints.
Man, for me, I think this game going to be a pick 'em. Like I said right now, the Buccaneers playing some very good football. They took an L to the Lions that – Many didn't think he would have took that game. That's his only loss on the season right now. He seemed a little pissed off. I know he's ready to play those Saints. So that game right there gonna be a pick-up for me. I'm expecting Manzi to keep doing what he do with the Saints, man. Play some real good football and be able to run the ball like he normally do. But we're gonna see who got the best running back this game right here, man.
Uh-huh. Any other coaches?
I think we lost McNeil. I also want to give those LA Chargers some props, man. They 3-1 right now, coming into a big game against those Redskins. It's also 3-1 right now.
That's gonna be another
big game right now. Are we really gonna see if the Chargers real for the first time right now? Mm-hmm. He'll be able to put everything out there to show what he could do out here in Supreme League, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be excited to watch that game right there. See, can he slow down that running attack that Hall like to do. With also playing that Robert coverage on the defensive side, man, dropping extra guys back and being able to rob everybody with his safety. So this is gonna be an interesting game, man. I really ain't seen much of the Chargers lately. I'm just looking at their record, but that'll be a game I'll be ready to watch this week.
Okay.
I think I lost y'all, but I said I had Manzi winning that one.
Okay.
In a close one.
That sounds good right there, Coach. And also, just to reiterate about that Washington Chargers game, 2-3-1 teams, Washington versus Chargers in an intra-divisional or intra-conference NFC versus AFC bout. So I'm pretty sure that those Washington Redskins, after taking that loss to the Chargers or division rival Chiefs, is going to look to come back and combat that loss and getting that win column. He's going to need as many as possible in that NFC, as we already spoke of how dominant the NFC South is. So it's probably going to be 10 or 11 games to get into the playoffs, and everyone counts. So I got the Washington Redskins, but we want to see what the Chargers can really do with, having high anticipation attached to their team right now. I mean, Neil, just to fill you in, we're discussing the Washington Redskins Chargers matchup, 2-3-1 teams this week.
And we might have lost okay. Neil again.
So, hey, as we get ready to wrap up, we're going to give you more Supreme Roundup in the next coming weeks. We talk about more pick'ems, more prime rankings, more discussion on what's going on in Supreme League Season 3. You coaches got anything to add? What you got, Coach?
Man, let's go down a couple of these games right here, man. There's some interesting games this week. The first game I like to visit, man, you got those Tennessee Titans versus the Patriots, who've been struggling this year, man. They're starting off with a slow start this first quarter. They had a bye week last week. They 1-2, and they coming to Tennessee to play my division mate, who I just went into battle with in an overtime win. What you think about that game right there, Joe?
I say, hey, North is a Northern Titans user. I think that coach, he has a pretty good ball. Henry's going to get some. And Yep and him go at it pretty well. Yep should know that that's coming, but I believe that Titans going to go ahead and jump out and get a win right here.
Man, I have to agree with you on this one, man. After that loss he just took, man, I look for the Titans to be able to rebound this game. They had a pretty bad game passing last game. I think he went like 4-22 or something like that, man. I expect that to be totally different this game. He's a very balanced type of coach. He's going to run the ball and he's going to give you some passing. But he want to lean on the run more to be able to open up his pass, and I can see him being able to do that this game. That Yump not being able to stop the run quite often just yet. He having trouble with the run. So I can see Henry having a big game this game, man. And I see the Titans coming out of this game with one possession.
Coach Yump, you got anything to say right there? Or you got your own location? Looks like we have that coach on location right there. So, Coach Prime, you see a couple more that you want to speak up before we wrap it on up here?
Let me see, man. Let's talk about your game, man. We got you again against those L.A. Rams, man. You 0-4 right now. Those Rams 2-2 right now. You got anything you want to say about the game?
Man, we know what we have to do. Up front is where it starts. We got to get flow and speed up front. We were in a one-possession ball game with this coach who's beat our division 2 years in a row. And we're just looking to hopefully get that opportunity one more time to keep it one possession and find a way to make the play call when you have the chance to take the lead. That's what we've come down to as a team. We can get to the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter, can we make the call to have the nuts to make the call to win and not just keep a tie? So I'm going to bet on myself as usual. I want to say 20-17. But what do you think, Coach?
Man, I think y'all got to be able to finish games right now, man. Y'all had the Rams on the rope the first game. It's gonna be hard for y'all to go out there to LA and be able to steal one. Definitely the Rams coming off a loss right in this game right here, man. So I expect y'all to be able to try to come in and compete, and hopefully y'all get a victory, man. But I see the Rams coming out victorious in this game some way, somehow.
What else you got?
Moving forward to the Minnesota Vikings versus the Cowboys, man. That should be another interesting game. Both teams 2-2 right now, trying to find their way. You can't take too many L's right now early in the season because they'll come back and haunt you later on. What you think gonna happen in this game?
That those Cowboys, they started out 0-2 on their defending the championship campaign, and they know they have work to do. I think the Vikings are on the downtrend down, and I think Cowboys are still up from the Super Bowl enough to stay up. This is going to have a playoff atmosphere, but I got the Cowboys winning by a touchdown.
Yeah, man, I have to agree with you right now, man. I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere right now. Both teams is desperate for a win right now at 2-2. I want to say the Cowboys is on a two-game winning streak right now. If I'm not mistaken,
you're right.
The Vikings probably on a two-game losing streak right now. I want to say they lost against the Jaguars and they lost against the Ravens, correct?
Yep.
So yeah, they on a two-game losing streak right now. I don't expect nothing different in this game for the Vikings. I expect them to come in and compete, but I expect the Dallas Cowboys come out victorious, man.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these guys got nearly the same style of football, man. They coach the game about the same, but I just think the Cowboys are going to execute more plays than the Vikings in this game right here.
Hey, and that's just how it goes. But that is also why they play the game. So it's up to you users and you coaches to make us look different. Vikings, so you got two against you. So what else you got?
Last game, man, is actually my squad, the Houston Texans versus those San Francisco 49ers.
This should be a very good game. I think 49ers is feeling good about the squad he's built thus far and the moves he's made to get to the third season to say he's going to challenge the Rams in our division for it. Those Texans are finding their way with some new pieces, with some new style of play. But what they know they can do, they can run that ball with Breida. They have to protect the ball. And if they protect the ball, which I think they are now in tune and protecting the ball, I can see this being a nice high-scoring game. And I see the Texans having just enough to win by a field goal.
Ah, man. Well, you know, we're going to pick ourselves. But we got to respect what the 49ers coach around there doing, man, how they put together this team that they have around there right now, led by Jalen Hurts, man. We know the things he like to do. We know he like to run read options. We know we're gonna see that enough. We need to slow that down. First thing you got to do is slow down the run game, then you be able to handle the pass game. So that'll be our mindset coming into this game, man, being able to slow down this run attack that they have going on around there, man. He's coming off a big win against the Bears last week.
Yeah, it must.
I think it was like a 21-point victory, so I know he's feeling good. I know he's feeling good about his team right now. I know the 49ers feeling great. They're going to come in, try to impose their will in Houston, man, but we're going to have a lot to say about that. Like I said, we're coming out to try to stop the run first, man. That's first thing first. And be able to put together an offensive game plan that suit us in this game. And we'll see what the outcome will be in this game, man. Looking for us to be victorious, though.
All right. And there you have it, folks. Those are some of the prime and key games this weekend at Supreme Week 5. I'm going to go ahead and break it on down for Supreme Sports Network. We appreciate all the coaches. Continue to compete at all costs. Continue to put the best product each week, because this shit's supreme. For my coaches, it's Coach Jovial Joel, Coach Prime.
Hey, and y'all make sure y'all keep paying attention to those rules, man. Make sure you're going over the rules before you make anything. If you don't know nothing, we got guys in the league that know what's going on, man. Reach out to somebody before you get fined, man. We need to cut this mess out that's going on, man. Let's come and just play football and have fun, man. Make sure you're there. Your first available time, I'll be trying to play my games because the league moving pretty fast, man. You know, you got the 90% rule. So soon as we get that, you don't have a game schedule, man. We moving forward, man. We can't be holding up the league just waiting on one guy, man. So y'all take care of your business, clean up your house, man, and go Texans.
You know what? Russell Wilson still going to tell you go Hawks. Coach McNeil, you want to give you anything, give the folks anything before we close out?
Nah, man, y'all boys just keep competing, keep showing up for the games. We appreciate y'all knocking out the games as quickly as possible. And like the commissioner said, man, y'all make sure you're getting your game scheduled. As soon as we advance, hit up your opponent and try to find the your closest available time, man. The league is moving really, really quick, man. Boys want to get these games in. So make sure that you're being proactive and reaching out to your opponent. So other than that, man,
yeah, don't let us make the decision for you, man.
Yeah.
Please, reach out to your opponents ASAP.
What?
All I got to say.
That Supreme Roundup. We're back. Big ups. It's your Supreme.